Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
Fine. How are you?
Well, I'm very good. I'm very good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know what? This is your host. This is your host of the most. I am going to dress as a pharaoh, by the way, for this coming Halloween. And I'm going to see if I can get a picture of me or maybe even partial video. I don't know yet how the hell I'm going to do this. I just decided this the other day. I happen to have a pharaoh costume I never wore from a few years ago. So I'm going to be an Egyptian pharaoh on the 31st, and we'll do a special show that day. I got to set that up, and we'll do it at a reasonable time. I don't know. I got to find out how many of you are going to be partying during that showtime. I want to be able to have an audience. There's a lot of people who party on Halloween, don't they? So anyway, we'll figure that all out, but I will dress as a pharaoh and give you guys something to laugh at really good. I think it's a past life intruding on present day time. I would have made a great pharaoh. I really would have. You know, it would have been just a wonderful thing. You know, it'd be enormously rich, pyramids, golden sphinxes, and things like that out there. It would just work for me.
Sphinxes and minxes.
That too, and all those wonderful servant ladies. They would just have been, oh hi, thank you. Anyway, you have a date.
I knew you'd get around to that sooner or later. I knew you would.
You know, these dates, they're wonderful. Where did you get these? oh, Romans, oh, there's Italian women here. Hmm. Anyway, I am your host, who's absolutely nuts right now, John Almada. That's me in this incarnation. And we have Nancy Mum, in this incarnation. Yes, and she was actually my queen in that time. Yes, you were my queen. You were. We sat side by side.
My God, I knew it was slightly royal.
I knew it too. You kept me in line when I looked at those servant girls. Thank you. So, anyway, you're my co-host now at this live.
The queen with the frying pan, huh?
Actually, yeah. I was sitting around with tablets. I was, in those days, they didn't have iPads. So actually, they did have iPads. They put them on your eyes. So
they did.
Anyway, yeah. And I had tablets and made like I had an iPad. Anyway, let's see. I am not even going to try to read all the people, the wonderful folks that are out there, but maybe you can.
I can.
Yes. Okay. Can you do that for me? Yes. Yes.
Sir, first I am bowing to you, and now I am reading the names, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We have John, we have Bright, Kathy, Chips, Christy Sargent, Debbie Wells, Donna, 23, Dorothy, Guest, 8440, Guest, 8448, Helen, Kelly, Mary Lou, me, and Psychic of Light, a.k.a. Colleen. Howdy.
Yeah, thank you, my dear. You're a wonderful queen.
I try. I've been practicing for a long time.
Yeah, and the last person read, Psychic of Light, Colleen, I think she's the one that I was talking with on my Soulstreams page, because I have a Soulstream with an S page, because some ne'er-do-well took my Soulstream page on Facebook. How dare they? They're in Germany. My page, and marching to the crazy thing, and they took my page. But anyway, Colleen contacted me a while back, and I had not been on that page in a while. And I saw that she wanted to be on the show, and she's a medium. And she's medium psychic. She does all these wonderful things. So we're going to have her on towards the end of the month, and I'm going to set the show up. I got your bio, dear, so I am going to set that up and have you on with me doing mediumship and all the stuff that you do. So we'll be putting that out there. So guys, tune in for that show. Some weird stuff yesterday. I actually went to a local medium's house here in El Dorado County, where I'm at in Northern California, and did this yesterday. And what an experience. Nancy Bradley, she's pretty well known, pretty much worldwide. She's got a pretty big following. And I've seen her off and on. We've had kind of, dealings now and then. But she invited me to come out and see how things are done at her place. It was really different because, different mediums work so differently. Everybody's got their own take, And I walked in and it was like a court. I mean, she had a big giant chair in this giant room, and there was spirits galore in the whole place. I mean, I walk around and go, wow. And there were people everywhere, and I'm going, oh, my God. I mean, I thought it was going to be, 10, 12 people, and it was like 80 people in there. And
live people.
Live people. And then there's all sorts of dead ones around, too. And they were doing stuff with video. Her husband is a paranormal investigator, so they run a paranormal team up here also. And they were doing things, and the house they live in has quite a history going back to the Gold Rush days. So it used to be a toll station where it was the only road going in and out of Placerville. So, there were a lot of people buried around the property. It was actually also a morgue. It kind of was an all-purpose, you stop, you drop, they bury you.
And then they mediumize you.
Yeah, and then these spirits are all around. So, I mean, I'm feeling stuff everywhere, and they put me in this room. I was the second person in this room where they had a IR camera, and they shot up the stairways. And immediately, the second I sat down, I had spirit behind me, and I'm getting surrounded in this wind. It was really, my back went ice cold, my right side went ice cold. And I'm feeling wind all around me, and I'm going, what the hell? And the video shows my face obscuring and my arm obscuring as this spirit was around me. And it turned out to be my father.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he tagged along, and then all these other folks were going in there, and they were having balls of light shooting around them, and you're seeing this stuff, and I know that I went and looked at the equipment, and there's nothing special about it. No, so I was trying to debunk it and couldn't. It was natural. There were actual paranormal phenomena occurring in that area, and the house is absolutely chock-a-block full of spirits. So. It was an experience. I mean, I had a good time, and it really was neat to connect with a professional who does this work, day in, day out. She does 12 readings a day. I mean, I look at her and I just go, how the hell do you do that? I mean, I come out of here, once a week, and I do, three, four readings, and I feel like I've done something. And then she's just a machine. I looked at her, and I'm going to be doing this, when I retire. I want to make it a profession. So I'm going to be actually getting together with her and learning from her some of her business, the business end of the how it all works and the legalities and all the gritty, boring stuff. But also just to see how she reads. And I really encourage this with other mediums out there, too. Don't just think that you learn it and then you just do it. Go out and watch what other people do, and you will pick up more than you could ever believe, because these folks have different perspectives, and they come from a different place, and they'll have something that you didn't think of doing, or you may disagree with something that they do, and they may look at you and think you're nuts. But more often than not, there's positive that comes from it. You cross-pollinate and get really good ideas. So I came out with some interesting views, and it was something. I mean, I have never seen that kind of stuff before. That many balls of light shooting in front of the camera. People were having it happen all over. I mean, 80 people were being, one after another running through there, and they'd be in for a couple of minutes, and then the next one would go in. And I just was in shock. I mean, wow. So
I have a question. Can you ask a question? Okay,
yeah.
She's got like 80 people or something there now. Does she read them individually, or are they just all sitting there in a group and she's just reading each person in front of everybody?
Well, that was the difference. She wasn't doing that night was really about the having people experience the paranormal and video thing. It was really more of that. She does do gallery type work, but it's she's a little bit older, and so she's been doing this for her whole life, and it's really truly a profession for her. I mean, that's how she earns her living, and so she was really she has some very very I gotta say that I'm trying to find the right word here, but she's very firm on how her structure. And I looked at that, and she really wanted, she was really looking at it from, how do I say this? I'm trying to say it the right way. So it comes off, it's not criticism, but it's like, she's very firm on the structure because she has to be. And so when people come in there, and she did do a few readings, but she doesn't go into it the way that I would do it. And her preparations are completely different than mine. I meditate before time. I do my thing, because that's the system I learned. But her system is completely different, and she doesn't see meditation as necessary. And there was differences in the approach. She talks about truth speakers who come out and just say it like it is. Whereas, I will say it like it is, but I also use a velvet glove to try to keep the pain down. When I'm trying to get, if there's somebody that really needs to kind of get brought up short, there's just different ways to do it. So what she was doing was effective, and it suited her. It was the right thing for her to be doing, And so, I mean, I came away with like a completely new perspective of things, but does it mean I'm going to change everything about my practice? No. Yeah. I mean, I am who I am, but, I saw the seriousness with which she takes it. And a little more structure, I think, wouldn't hurt us. So, I'm going to look at that from kind of as something down the road and find out what works. But I am going to be spending some time with her and, I actually want to see her doing the phone readings. So I'm going to be sitting in on some of her sessions and just kind of as a student and just and getting a feel for that, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about it when I get done, but you never stop learning in this business. And the thing is, mediums are messengers. We're not quote gifted. We do this because we signed on to do it. I mean, it's like, okay, I got to do it. You know, I signed in, you know, I signed onto this life and I came in to do this thing and now I'm doing it. And it's not like it's a burden. It's a need. It's a need to read. And I say that a lot, and but it is. It's a need. I mean, doing this is really rewarding, you know, and the stories and the people and all the things that happen, it's like breathing to me now. And she was asking me about that afterwards. I met with her in her office, and we were talking a little bit, and she asked me, why do you do this? And I said, I have to. And she said, that's the right answer. And, you know, and I don't know any other way to be. So you're going to see me around for a while, guys. You can't get rid of me. So the sparrow will be back. Trust me.
So when you were at this Nancy Lady's place and you said that there was all this stuff going on in the room, that there were orbs in it, there was a lot of spirit activity there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see anything with your actual physical eye, or was this what you saw on playback, or what you just sensed, or what?
Well, you know, it's funny because my guides have been, the last 3 weeks have been just, you know, really, really pushing me to do gallery work and get in front of an audience. And so this was like my first time. And I was actually pretty comfortable. I mean, when I got introduced, she gave me, you know, about a couple of minutes to talk about what I do. And as I was scanning the audience, you know, because it's so different. I mean, I'm in my studio right now. I'm alone. I'm physically alone. I'm out here actually kind of halfway in the woods by myself, but mm-hmm. I have all of you virtually, and I feel you all around me. I mean, I feel you guys, but you know, when you got a real live body in front of you and there's eyeballs looking at you, you know, there's 160 eyeballs checking you out. You know? I mean, it's a whole different ball game. I mean, because there's body English and body communication going on, and it was completely different. But what was so funny was there was a woman in the back that I suddenly gravitated to, and I saw behind her a blonde woman who, in spirit, who was standing behind her. And it was like, it was so funny because Nancy keyed in exactly the same time, same woman. And I looked at it and made a mark, but I didn't want to say anything because it's her deal. I mean, I'm just a guest there,
yeah.
Even though I was featured up front. Yeah, I didn't want to take over the show. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, you have to resist that. I can't do that. It's bad manners. And she kicked right in and talked about the spirit of this woman, and it turned out it was her sister who had passed. And
oh, wow.
I was seeing this blonde woman, and so it was like, you know, so two of us were, you know, it was really neat to have another medium to key off of. And the first time I've really done that with two of us in physical proximity to a physical person, you know, I've done it plenty of times on air where we've done things, but what a different dynamic to be in front of people. And so I am going to start doing some gallery work. I think it'll probably be the next couple of months. I'm going to test myself and do it. I'm probably going to do a small audience to start so I can get, you know, kind of key into it easy. But you got to challenge yourself. You know, you can't just be doing one thing all the time. You need to stretch, you know, if you're going to grow. So, I'm going to do it. I'll probably be nervous as hell, and I'll probably be a little flustered at times, but I'm going to go do it. And you know, that was encouraging, though, to actually see that spirit. You know, I mean, I looked right behind her and went, wow. You know, and she was like, she was right to her, you know, if I had to face, yeah, it was her right. And
mm-hmm.
she was just standing there looking at me and making sure I saw her, you know, and it was just, okay, I get it. I see you. And then
she's giving you
seconds
the look.
she was giving me the look, all right. But I mean, it was so neat to have Nancy, you know, key in on it too. And to get validated like that. So, yeah. I mean, but you know, plenty of spirits around there. I did see some shadows. No balls of light. No anything that was dramatic. Except the equipment was picking this stuff up. And
yeah.
There were just these big. Sometimes they were like shooting stars and sparks, and other times it was just a slow moving orb, just very purposely moving around the person and then just disappearing. And other times it would be a bright flash. And it would be like fireworks going off, and then they disappear. And I've been doing this stuff a long time. I've never seen anything like that. It was just so, you know, you think you've seen it all, you haven't. And even if you think you've seen it all, you still haven't. So get out there and try different things and see different mediums. You know, go out and get around out there, because you'll be walking away still just going, wow. I still am. The whole day I just was like, that was something else. So anyway. But you know what?
And I like her first name. I like her first name. She's got a very good first name. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that Nancy name just gets around, right?
It sure does.
Yeah. Well, you did some readings. I mean, we had you read the other day, a couple of weeks back.
Me?
I don't
do readings.
You did.
That was sort of.
Yeah, you did. No, you didn't. Sort of. You did a reading. I mean, you had your first reading, and that's something we're going to be doing regularly. And next week we're going to have another You Are the Medium night. So we're kind of. It was really something. I mean, I didn't even really plan how that was going to turn out, and then suddenly I realized I was supposed to be doing the pairing, and so, you know, we had the callers coming in, and I was pairing people up, and it sort of just happened. And I like that. So I'm going to use that system again, and I'll be pairing you guys up and kind of mix and matching people and just see how it goes and have them read each other. And then I'll just kind of help along, you know, to advise and help folks out. So it was a great success. I mean, when I checked the show numbers, I was really surprised. I mean, a lot of people went in and listened in archives. So, wow. Anyway,
it was a lot of fun. It was.
Yeah. I mean, I just had spirit in the room. That was interesting. I just got tapped on the back of the hand. Okay.
It was your dad. He just gave you a whack.
Yeah,
probably. He borrowed my frying pan.
Yeah, I know. I just felt a sudden burst of wind on the back of my neck, and I'm in an enclosed studio with the heater on. That's all the only fan that's on, and that was something. That got my attention.
Yeah.
Probably my dad going, get to reading, you idiot. I'm not going to do it till I'm ready, Pop. Deal with it. Anyway. anyway, I mean, yeah, it's fall. I don't know about you, but it is. It was cold this morning out here. How's it going there?
I bet you it was a lot cooler out your way.
Yeah, I got up and I like to go outside in the morning. I usually walk out barefoot, you know, and kind of just check out what's going out in the front yard. And I just walk out and could sniff the air and see, you know, have the nuclear devices detonated yet, or are we still here? It's just I got to check. You can't trust what the news says. Hell. You know, I went out there and I walked out on the lawn and there was such cold dew there. It was like, oh my God. And, I came running back in the house. It's like coffee. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, oh God, what other things did we do today? I did something that, you know, I mentioned it on Facebook. I did something I've been meaning to do a long time. A lot of you know I'm kind of doing a little bit of prep work for December 21st, 2012, just in case, you know, man, just in case, you know, California slides in the sea. I've got some chance, man. I might not have a show left, but I'll still be there to read people. You know,
okay,
wherever you are. Yeah, actually, what it is, you know, just preparedness is a big thing with us, especially when you live in the mountains. So I've been doing things over the last 2 years to better prepare our ranch for the different things that might come up. And today I bought a hand pump for our well. I bought a deep well pump for $900. And and the thing is we've had enough snowstorms where we've been trapped here, even though we're only in the foothills at 1500 feet. I've seen it several times. We've been trapped in here for a week at a stretch and you can't get out and no power. And so I've got all my generators all ready. I've checked everything out. But the water was the key. So this thing will let me actually put this together in about 2 hours. I can have the well pump up and running. With water and actually pressurize into my system and get water all the way down to the house. So I can, I can just sit there and pump away and, we could fill up the tub and the toilets and all that stuff. I mean, until you've been through it, you don't know what it's like. I mean, no water. I mean, I don't see six there.
I do.
Oh, yeah. I see who you got. Yeah. I'm keeping an eye on that. Yeah, I'm watching that.
I remember when we had the earthquake here, and we were without power for a little while, and then it kind of hits you, you know? What do you do? And we didn't lose power for as long as most people did.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It was, you know, that particular, I mean, I think, was that Loma Prieta?
That was the one in 89.
Yeah, that was Loma Prieta, the 7.1.
Yeah,
the
bridge went down,
yeah. Yeah, that was absolutely nuts. I mean, we were just in shock. I actually was sitting in I was actually in water at the time. I was actually laying there, and the water in the tub that I was in decided to all leave. And it was like, I mean, the mountains, I mean, I'm on this rock, you know, I'm on solid granite, and it amplified it a little bit. And all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I've got half the water, and the water's all out on the floor, you know, and I'm going, what the hell? What's this? And it was just like unbelievable. And you know, a guy jumped out, you know, and you know, mopped everything up. But then I went in and turned on, you know, back then we didn't have cable, we had a regular television antenna, and I got KTVU channel 2, and they were on emergency power, and I was hearing stuff about the bridge, you know, Bay Bridge down, and I went, oh my god. And it turned out, you know, those, you know, remember that scene with the car that had hit that section and was hanging over?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That turned out to be a friend of mine's relative that
Holy
was in
cow.
The car. Yeah, it was like, I think there were two or three people in that car when it happened, and it turned out to be, you know through a friend of mine, you know, people that they knew, and it was like, holy crap. You know? But, I mean, we were just in shock at the fires and the things that were going on. But, you know, I saw something about, what was it, Leia was saying that California falling into the ocean. That's what will happen. See, Leia's going to be the one, and that's it. San Diego's going to slide in first. Yeah. So I just want you, don't live in San Diego, guys. You know, the gas prices are high, and it will slide in first. Gotcha, Leia. Anyway, and it's really haunted there, by the way. So...
especially
anyway.
In Old Town.
Yeah, especially in Old Town. Yeah, that's and the spot Leia's at, that's where the epicenter is going to be. Does it have something to do with mayhem? Does it?
Isn't probably it, a lot.
I think so.
God,
yeah.
You know, when we were talking about the earthquake just now, it brought something to mind. It's just that when big things like that happen, like when there was the tsunami and when there was Chernobyl, and when there was this earthquake, there's one feeling I get that really is scary, is when this stuff happens, I almost feel like there's people crying in my head. You know, I just feel like I'm grieving or something. It's really, really weird.
Well, you're picking up on, you know, you're sensitive, and you're picking up on, you know, the emotional things that are going on with folks, you know, and as a psychic, that's you're empathetic. I mean, that's a sign of, you know, being an empath.
I'm pathetic? No, sorry.
You're an empath. You're empathetic, and an empath will pick up on, you know, physical symptoms and also mental distress. You know, you will pick up these things. You know,
a lot of people think I'm just getting really emotional about the situation. And I'm not. I'm just, it's like something is just like, you know, I'm feeling that. You know, I'm not losing my touch with reality here, and I'm not freaking out about the situation. It's just this other stuff. And I've noticed that it happens a lot in, you know, these tragic situations, these big things.
Yeah,
I guess I'm involved. Yeah.
It was funny. We had an earthquake in the Sierras. There's a town called Sierraville. It's about an hour and a half away from me. Higher Sierra, if you were to go to Lake Tahoe and then back off west about 50 miles and a little bit north. That's about the rough region it's at. And I woke up here and was laying in bed, and I woke up at 4 something. I think it was like 4:30 in the morning or something like that. I wake up and I'm laying here going, why am I awake? I normally am. I'm like a rock until 7 o'clock. You know, I mean, getting me out of bed before 7 is a heroic effort. So I'm laying there awake and I'm going, why am I awake? And I'm looking at the clock and I'm just sitting there wide awake going, something's not right. And I couldn't pin it. And 2 minutes later, all of a sudden I start hearing this shaking sound. And then it felt like I've been in a lot of earthquakes, but I've never been in one where it was up and down movement. Like being on a buzzsaw. And the only thing I could compare this to was I was actually in 2001, I was 700 feet from the world's largest solid rocket motor when it fired. an Atlas V. Mm. And I was in the control room when that happened, and it was exactly the same. It was like just this incredible vibration. And this earthquake was sitting there, and it literally was probably a good 30-second shake at magnitude 6.0. And I actually sit there, and I'm watching papers fall off my desk and stuff tipping over in my house, and I'm going, I think I'm going to get out of this house. And then I realize if I go outside, there's oak trees. And what do oak trees like to do in when they're stressed? They like to break. And I thought, I'll stay in the house. So, you know, I've already been in that little studio apartment. I've been through a tornado. I've been through an earthquake. And, you know, and I'm hoping that nothing else happens there. But, you know, the thing was, I was awake before it happened. And I have a feeling that either my body picked up on that or you know, there was some non-normal communication going on that woke me up, preparing me for that. And I do think that people are sensitive to these things. So, yeah.
Well, sometimes you get, like, these tiny little jolty shakes, and then before maybe the big one, you know, and you know, that might wake you up and you think, well, what was that all about, you know? Or you think, like, you know, sometimes when you're sleeping and all of a sudden you think you feel a jolt, but it's just your body doing a thing, or you're just coming right back into your body after you've been flying around, you know, and you wake yourself up with that kind of a feeling, and then, okay, everything's fine, and then all of a sudden everything starts moving again, you know, and think, oh, well, this is real.
See? Yeah, you know, it's funny. My mother was in Hawaii sitting on they were at a volcano observatory in, I think it was Kilauea. And they were there at the USGS station where they have like a public area. And they were sitting there and we're all talking, and my father stayed out in the car. And there was a very large earthquake on the volcano at the time they were in there. My mother was talking to the geologist who was giving them a tour. And suddenly the seismograph starts going back and forth. And my mom says, is that an earthquake? And he looks and goes, holy crap. And then the whole place starts going nuts. And my father was in the car getting jostled around on the side of an active volcano going through this thing. But what was so strange was they had atmospheric discharges lit up that whole mountain, and suddenly there were clouds everywhere. It was clear. The earthquake happens, and instantly clouds form over the volcano, and there's lightning striking all around the place they're at. And
wow.
It was amazing. I mean, and there's actually plenty of records of this stuff. So I think that, and why I'm kind of telling you about this is because when earthquakes happen, there's a lot of stress in the earth that's being, creates what's called a piezoelectric effect. With the quartz and other crystals carry electricity and actually can stimulate large, vast amounts of electrical energy, which human beings, guess what, like a lot of other animals, are sensitive to. So I do believe that what happened to me was I was probably picking up on that and probably a little more sensitive, you know, for whatever reason that woke me up. But I'm sure it happened to a lot of people, you know, because, I mean, to wake up just out of the blue and there was no vibration, nothing, I think that's what it was, you know. I'm not even sure if it was, quote, psychic per se, but I do think that there's a physical thing that happens to people. There's a lot of folks that complain about headaches for days ahead of time, you know, before an earthquake, you know, and I think that they're really sensitive to it. They have electromagnetic sensitivities. So, hey, I know we went off on a tangent, and we're doing psychic readings tonight. I don't have a lot of callers in yet. We got one at 504. I see you out there. So we'll dive in. If you want to call in, the number is 646-478-0377. I know it's pure mediumship night, but if you've got, like, any questions, I'll tell you what, we'll open it up a little more. We'll do questions about anything to do with mediumship or stories you have about, you know, anything psychic or you know, just whatever. If you feel like dialing in, we'll do that. You ready to go, and you're going to do this reading, right?
No. Your show, your reading.
Why not? I'm scared to read now, you know. Can't you do it?
No. This is your show.
All right, I'll do this one. Okay, here we go. All right, what we got? 504, you're on Soulstream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I was just hoping for mediumship reading.
Oh, my goodness, we got a medium in the house. I think we can accommodate you.
I'm just open to whoever comes through.
Where are you at?
New Orleans.
New Orleans? I get
yeah.
a lot of Louisiana folks lately. I'm getting a lot of that. There's a lot of neat stuff there. I worked with a lady from just outside of New Orleans. She's really funny. She's got a sense of humor. She's the only person from your particular area who doesn't believe in ghosts. And she makes fun of me about it.
You found the one person, huh?
I found the one person in Louisiana who looks at it and goes, "Oh, that's not real." And I keep telling her, "Someday you're gonna have something visit you, and I'm gonna laugh when you tell me about it." So, let me see what I pick up on here.
Okay.
Before the show, I kept getting somebody named Sandy, but I don't think this is connected to you because I was getting a woman named Sandy who's coming in, and I go, "I don't know who you belong to," but she's like standing there, and I don't think this is yours at all. But I have a male presence, and I'm trying to decide which side of the fence he's on. So, father left, mother right. Come on, guy, where do you belong? I'm trying to get you. Everything got really cold in the studio too, just now. I'm going to go with mom's side. I keep getting drawn to the mother's side. This man is on the mother's side. And I keep seeing head. He's pointing to his head. Father, mother's side. It's just like a head injury or a head trauma or a head disease. I don't know what yet. Who are you? He's really a light communicator. This one's but I definitely am keyed in on him. I'm gonna go with this. This is like an older person. He's an older gentleman, mm-hmm. And what I'm getting is. I can't quite figure the role he's in, but I'm just going to go with what I'm seeing, and then we'll just decide at that point.
Okay.
What this is, I'm showing this on your mom's side, and I believe this to be a grandfather energy or somebody to the side of grandfather, like a brother. But I definitely, definitely. Did any of these males in your family of that age bracket die of like a head trauma or like a stroke? Because I'm getting a definite head. He keeps pointing his head, and he doesn't seem to speak well. That's the thing. And they will often use characteristics like that are indicative of things they had in life. But I wish he would just lighten up because he's a spirit and he can tell me without having to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guy. What I'm going with is I feel like this is a grandfather energy. Is your grandfather's passed?
Yeah, on both sides, but I don't know of anybody that had a stroke or had difficulty speaking or anything.
What's the what about your dad's side? Because I had trouble
dad's
placing.
Side. There was nobody that had trouble speaking, but there was somebody that had an injury on their head.
And what was this? Was this another grandfather type energy, older?
Yeah.
All right. So that's because I couldn't get him to tell me, and I was just at the point of guessing. I had to kind of flip a coin. I'm going, which one does it belong to? And he didn't tell me. I mean, can you tell me a little bit about it? I mean, what happened with this guy?
Well, he had a face injury. He was missing an eye.
Oh. What? What happened? I mean, was it an accident?
Yeah, he was working in a steel mill, and he got, red-hot liquid boiling steel in his eye, I was told, which is horrifying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And when he passed, what was exactly the disease? Was it, a disease situation? Because I keep feeling I kept feeling like there's disease component that I couldn't place what was going on, and I didn't know what to think. And
well,
he died of
cancer.
All right. And where was the cancer at?
You know, I'm not sure. I was really young at that time.
If I'm getting something with speaking, you may want to check this. If I'm getting something with speaking, because he's pointing at his head, and, you know, so we got the eye thing. And how was his relation, you know, before I go any further, I'm being led to ask, how was the relations with, because I feel like, were there relations with your mother's side, were they friendly?
No, they didn't talk to each other at all, because my mother and father were divorced.
Wow. Well, I had a heck of a time placing it, and that might be what's going on here, because I didn't know where to put him. And normally they'll be really forward about it, and I feel like now I'm going back to being cold again. Let me see what other things I get from him. He's just trying to make sure. He's being really. I don't know that you were all that close with him.
No, I didn't see him that often.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out why is he coming through rather than somebody closer than you. Steel, he had the accident with the steel. And was it pretty much over for him with work after that? I mean, was he pretty much done, disabled?
You know, I think so. I'm not sure. I only knew him when I was really young. And, again, that was only, you know, once in a while on weekends or, you know, every now and then when I would go up there to visit with my father. So I don't remember him ever working, but I'm not sure.
Was he... he's showing me such conflicted things. The thing there's two different other symbols he's showing me, but I'm gonna go back to something I was on before, which is I'm getting the when I am being shown something around the throat and I'm getting difficulty speaking, he's showing me I think a condition that's towards the end of life. Okay, so I really think that with the cancer that if you research the type of cancer he had, it somehow affected the vocal cords or his ability to speak was severely diminished towards the end. And so you may want to find out more about that. So that's, and that, you know, what we're doing is, you know, in the structure of readings, you know, and I always do this every show, but, you know, and a lot of you who listen to the show regularly know, I know the drill that's coming. But spirits will always do something to validate who they are, you know, and make sure, and sometimes they will do time delay validation, meaning that they'll get facts that you have to go check up on. And then, you know, afterwards, you'll find out more. But the other thing is then they'll go into their message phase and then final goodbyes. So I'm trying to kind of tie it together to find out where he's going with all this. One thing he showed me were hunting scenes. And so I don't know if he was out doing some kind of hunting or fishing, but I saw sports and I saw him out, you know, on water of some sort. So I know, you know, it's not a hard stretch with New Orleans to know that there's water everywhere. But
from New Orleans. I don't think he'd ever been here.
Yeah, did he? I feel like there was like what I saw him on was like land. I felt like he was on land hunting, and I don't know quite what to make of that. I mean, he's showing me that scene, so I'm just going to say, you know, look into his hobbies, what he did, what he liked to do, because he seemed to identify with that, and I don't know what that was about, if he was out actually hunting, or was he out in nature, but I know he's out on the land doing something, and he's walking around in the woods. So I got it, guy. I don't know the name yet, and I'm probably not going to be able to get that, because he's not the best communicator I've ever picked up on. There is another spirit that's coming through, so I'm going to put him aside, and there's one that's, I think, closer to you. And I keep getting... there's another one that's really... Your family had communication issues. Oh, dear God, what are they doing to me here? They're showing me the things that happened to them, and then they don't tell me much more. This spirit is, I have car accident, severe car accident connected to this person. I'm trying to get a sex out of them. Come on, you had to be, what? You couldn't have been both. There might have been multiple people in this. You were raised with your mother's side, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you were, are there siblings? Are there siblings with you?
I mean, half siblings.
All right. So some on your dad's side, or, you know, your mother married and then?
Right.
Okay. I don't know if this is all that close to you, but I'm just going to go with it. I've got a what I believe this to be a female. She's coming through and talking about a car accident, and I think she's in a car accident. I don't know that she passes immediately from the car accident, but I feel like the car accident has something to do with the passing. So there may have been a delayed effect with this, and that's kind of all I'm getting with this. I feel like there were more than one person in the car. That's the way I'm being shown this. Flipped or something. I don't know. I mean, this is a difficult one. They're not the best communicators I've ever run into. You got some really quiet people in your family. They really are quiet people. But I'm going to go
with
this.
I get mediumship readings from other people, and they come through quite strongly.
Yeah, I don't know what it is tonight with me on this one. I mean, they're very. It might just be me. I might be having an off night, but I am not getting. They're giving me detail a little bit, and then it's just like I have to try to pull it. I mean, what is? Did you have a car accident on your mother's side? I mean, with siblings or somebody close into that area? Because that's. I mean, I'm having a hell of a time with this. Okay, well,
no.
I'm way off. I am way off tonight, and it has been
okay.
No happen. Who's all right? Who is? Let's just put it this way: if they're showing me car accident, what happened to? I'm going to try to key into this because I'm not going to go away with it. They showed me that for a reason. If I, you know, if the pattern's the way it's going, I'm going the wrong direction. Is this father's side? I mean, were there car accidents on the father's side?
Not anyone that I know of.
All right, well, then I'm getting somebody else's stuff then because I'm sorry, I'm just not keying into you, and
okay.
I apologize. All
okay.
right?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Some nights, you know, you just don't key into one of them. But I will keep going on, and we'll just go forward. Salsa, I see you out there. Hello, dear.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I just get a spirit, you know, that's like completely... I don't know what to think of that. I mean, it was really that was really rough. I mean, I don't know.
Welcome to my family.
Oh, really? The ones they did, are they the ones that don't communicate?
Oh, there's all kind of people, but you know, just a little joke. you know, I have complicated situations all the time. Well, it's good to hear you, and thanks for taking my call. I will take whatever kind of reading you have to give me.
All right. Trouble is, I know your situation.
That's why I'm on YouTube.
All right, I'll try to pull in something that I don't know, and let's just see what we get. Come on, guys. What is it tonight?
Now, be careful. They all here at the same time.
All right, mail coming through, and I don't know that, you know, sometimes I get the Me Too thing where I'll have some spirits will come in. I was getting, what's funny is I got Sandy before, and I don't know, you know, there was a female named Sandy who came through, and she's just popping in, and I couldn't figure out who she would be associated with, because sometimes they'll even give me kind of a hint who will be calling in, and I don't know what to make of it. But what I'm getting here with this is I'm just trying to make sense of this. I keep getting a name. Do you know Fred? Why am I getting Fred?
I do know a Fred.
All right. Yeah. Is he past?
Yes, he is.
All right.
I didn't know him well, but yes. I knew his wife better.
So not a family member, right?
He was the husband of a family member.
Okay, so not direct relative, but you know,
correct,
through a relative. And the relative that you know he's married to, mom's side?
Dad's side.
Okay, dad's side. I'm in the reverse mode tonight, so I'll just go opposite of what
that's
I
okay
think. But I, you know, what's funny is he's coming through. I'm trying to find out what his passing was because he's. I'm getting him better than the prior caller. I mean, he came right through, and I'm like, "Oh, hi, who are you?" And I kept pushing it back, and I'm going, I'm not trusting myself. And then you can't do that. Even if you have an off reading the time before, you just got to dive right back in. But he's coming in. When he passed, let me ask this question. Do you know the circumstance of the passing? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like it was tragic. I feel like there's something really bad about this. I mean, was this an accident?
The circumstances are he died of
there's just something really
cancer, but yeah, his wife committed suicide the day that he was buried.
Oh, God. No wonder this. Yeah, I couldn't place it. It was like, that's just not right. She killed herself the day of his burial?
She could not, after he was buried, she could not deal with it. And they left her alone, and they shouldn't have. And she checked out.
Oh, my God. I mean, what was the level of clarity with, what was the level of the relationship you had with Fred? I mean, did you know him well?
I knew him somewhat. I knew his wife better. His wife was adopted by my favorite uncle, and I adored her mother.
I'm trying to place. He's showing me the type of work he did. And did you know his job? Yes, no?
Yes.
All right. Keep seeing mechanical stuff around this guy.
Yes.
I don't know the exact nature of the mechanical stuff, but what I'm getting is that he was in some kind of shop.
Yes. He was very mechanical. Very mechanical.
Okay.
He was a jack of all trades.
Yeah, I got him then. All right. So I'm on the right guy.
Yes.
The nature of the cancer was he not able to speak at the end? Because I got a feeling that was okay. I was getting him before. Sometimes they'll do these things to me. I mean, I'll have a caller and then I'll go in and it's like someone will cut in front, and then I'm like, I don't know how to place this person. And then it shakes me up and I'm thinking I screwed up, and it's like, God. So Fred,
you don't
Fred,
screw
dude.
Up.
Oh, yeah, it's, thanks, Fred. Thanks. Great, Fred. Fred. Hey, Barney. he's actually laughing. You think, was he a bit of a comedian? I mean, did he have kind of
yes,
a,
and so was his wife.
Yeah, I keep, I'm
they
getting this kind
have
of.
Have a good time.
When I think about him, I'm getting the personality from him and the laughter about him. Practical jokes?
Yes.
All right. All right. I'm on it. Now, what does he want to talk about? What's the reason for stepping in? You were closer to her than him. I'm not getting her at all, but I'm getting him.
He was a wonderful father, wonderful husband, wonderful son-in-law.
He's watching over you for a reason.
That's odd.
He's keeping an eye on you. And why
I don't know if that's
doing
good or bad.
No. This is a good thing. He's actually a little. He's. I I'm trying to make sense of the symbols you showed me, because it's without knowing the current things going on, and don't tell me anything just
yet.
No,
I won't.
What I'm getting is he's showing concern for what you're going through in the last, and I'm going to say that this is the last 2 to 2.5 weeks that the situation has developed, and this is what he's showing me, that I know you've been through trying times, and I know you've been through trying stuff, so I'm not trying to go on past history, so I'm putting that away. But what I feel is that there's, you know, the way he's showing me new development in your life, some new concerns about how you're handling it, and he's being, he's kind of one of the people stepping in to be around you. Mind lamp just, you know, I use a mind lamp here, which is a quantum device that does all sorts of new things. Turned perfect shade of purple, so it's high spirit. So he's very, he did care about you. There was caring about you. And he really does, he's, on that side of things, he's just kind of looking in on you and making sure you're okay. And so he's around. So I don't know the situation that you're in that's developed in the last 2.5 weeks, but he's showing you 2.5 weeks.
Mm.
And I don't know what this is. So what exactly is going on the last 2.5 weeks with you?
I made a trip to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And saw both of my parents, and it was not a great situation with my siblings. But I don't have high hopes as to how long my parents will be around. Did what I could and left. It was a very short trip.
Okay, so what happened? You know, did you come out of that? I mean, you came out of that pretty shook up. I mean, that's kind of the sense I have here.
Well, shook up in the sense that I expected my mom to be in different shape than she is, from what I've, you know, understood, knowing what all she's been through. You know, I was kind of led to believe that she was fully recovered and doing well, but I don't believe that's the case. And I believe his, what he's trying to tell me is my aunt, his mother-in-law, went through similar circumstances toward the end with family garbage, you know, for lack of a better term, and knows where I'm at with that.
Okay, well, he's the thing I'm getting here with him is that in life, even though he was a joker, he could also be quite stable and serious. And
absolutely.
And what I got was a source of great strength with him. And he's kind of around you to kind of impart that to you. And that's what I'm getting out of, yeah, out of this. The energy that he's giving you is he's just kind of being there right by your side, just offering moral support. And the thing is that, I mean, we've talked about your situation before with regard to the events that have happened. These are out of your control.
Yes.
The only control you have is your reaction to it. And as long as you're staying strong and stable, you're going to be fine. Even though you disagree with some of the things that are going on, this is being handled. Hang on. I'm getting this from my guides now. It's not him. Okay. What this is karma at work. They're telling me to tell you these are karmic lessons at work that have to do with your mother's lives. In the past life, she's dead. She's paying in this life for things that happened in prior lifetimes. I'm going to keep going on with this because they're feeding me stuff here. I don't normally get this. What happened was that she caused a lot of pain in past lives for others.
Yep.
And she's working through this. Even though you may look at this and see it in a way that's not, you know, you're looking at it and going, oh, my mother. She's working off karma, and she's doing it in the most, actually, she's taking the shortcut to get rid of it. And what she's going through here, you can look at it and look at it in terms of the villainistic role of different people, you know, and look at also the victim role being played. And you can see that, that's right. That's happening. But when you take it from the spiritual perspective, there's a whole different dynamic going on. So they're making sure that you understand that this is totally outside your control. The only thing you can do is be witness to it. And you have been put through the mill on this too. But your reactions, you're being trained to handle some of these things for later things down, you know, down the road, not only in this life, but the next. And this will make you stronger and better in that coming life. So there, you know, there's a lot of heavy stuff going on here. Fred,
I know all the things that she's going through are even because of things that have happened in this lifetime. And I understand that. And it is very hard to go there and witness and watch and know that it is out of my hands. No matter what I try and do to help ease it, I can't.
Yeah, he is. He's very. The thing I get with him is he's a very advanced soul. I mean, he's been around, and you know, he's saying he's going to be around around you a lot more. What is going
Good.
On with him? What is it?
Because I'm going through things, you know, with that, and I'm going through things at my internship that I have like 3.5 weeks left, and I'm praying that I make it.
There's more. What's not only the thing with your mother, but then he's going back to that 2.5 number. What happened in the internship 2.5 weeks ago? Because there's dual things going on here. He's like really pushing us. Are you starting like a lot of hard work in the last 2.5 weeks? You know, getting ready for that.
Oh, that's pretty funny. The preceptor that I'm under is very insecure, and because I went to be with my daughter as she was rushed to an ER in an ambulance, she became very upset. Even though I returned to work afterwards, and so I've had to work the last 19 days straight without a day off.
Okay, so that's a little, just slightly over 2.5 weeks.
Yes.
I mean,
that's funny.
Yeah, so if I had to pin it, knowing your physical condition, I think that's what the concern is. This is why he's pushing on this. Are you, you're not getting enough rest then?
No.
All right. You're going to get through this, but you're going to be working your butt off.
Yes.
You know, there's no easy out on this. You're just going to, he's there for moral support to get you through it. And that's a good chunk of this. I don't think he's ever going to quit looking in on you. I think he's been there all
good.
Along. He just never really announced for me when I've read you before, but he's really,
he's just really
a nice guy. I like him.
He is very nice guy. I didn't have many doing. I was very little when he died, but I remember it very clearly because his wife and my favorite uncle and aunt were a big part of my childhood on my dad's side of the family, and they were the kindest to my mom than anybody on their side, and they were the kindest to us. And I was always very ecstatic to go to their home. He would be very good to us, and I was always very grateful. But, you know, the one thing I did want to ask you, John, is I was told not too long ago that even though I would get through this internship, that I went to take my boards in February, that I probably will not pass them first time around. And I want to know what you got on that.
Number one, the fact that you're putting that into your mind is going to make that a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I was like, really?
Yeah. No. The future, you know, what's funny is the future can be both determined, and it also can be, it can be foretold to some degree, but even a lot of the higher powers sometimes don't really know everything that's going to happen. It's not all predetermined. There's many possible outcomes. You can deal with possible outcomes on things. And so that's kind of what I'm telling you, that is because I don't think that you should go into it with that mindset at all.
I need to pass it when I take it first time around.
Yeah, I would look at that as a warning of a potential outcome and then redouble my efforts. So
yes,
look at it.
I'm like, okay, what do I need to do to that not to happen? Because I have to pass it. I've worked very hard to get to this point. I will graduate in December. Yay. And I am ready to, you know, make a difference in this field.
They're telling me that you have some sort of ability to take like a version of the test. You could actually have some help with, you know, getting ready to go through it.
I plan on doing that.
All right, then.
That's my plan.
If you do it, they're talking two or three times, so you really feel like you go in there, you're pumped up because you can do this multiple times. And
that's what I was telling my husband today. There's two separate review classes I want to take, although they're $300 each. And so that one of them gives me unlimited chances to retake it and retake it and retake it. The other one is another version of it from a different source, but it gives, you know, same types of questions and what. So I wanted to do both of them to have both conglomerate questions, you know, at my disposal to study that. Because my goal is to pass it first time around. I don't want to go second and third time. That just would really freak me out. But, you know, I wanted to make sure I get through this internship successfully, even though I know that, you know, this preceptor has the cards stacked against me at the moment. And I will work the 19, 20, 30 days straight. I was originally supposed to have it end in December, but I will have enough hours, I believe, by November 1.
Okay, well, the thing is I'm getting is that, you know, that, yeah, they're really pushing you not to accept any failure. You know, if you're hearing it from somebody else that you have a chance at it, that's a warning of an outcome. I don't like to do that. I don't like to put people in that thing of, oh, you're not going to pass. You know, it's like, no, you know, that's, you know, it's a potential outcome, but, you know, take it as a warning, you know, and you could fail it. I mean, it's, yes. You know, you could freak out at the very end and have a complete meltdown, but, you know, don't do that.
Absolutely.
That's
too expensive.
There you go. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, set up the conditions for success and then you can walk in. I mean, I used to be terrible at math. I mean, math was my total enemy. And, once I got into college, I started taking it really seriously, and I went in and, you know, I started, you know, doing everything I could to pass the test. And I finally had my, one of my algebra classes, I walked out and I aced it. I mean, I hit 100%, you know, and actually I got better than 100%, you know, so, I mean, I walked out going, yeah. Now, if you ask me, I remembered all the quadratic equations I picked up. No, it's all gone now. I have a medium. You know,
well,
but
you're just awesomer, John.
What's that?
So you're just awesomer.
Oh, I'm a philosopher now. That's what I am. I just thought around. So I wear a toga here in the studio. Yes.
That is the last person I would have ever thought of to be in a reading, but it is a very good comfort because he was a very good person and a very good soul.
What really bothered me is that I picked up aspects of him in the prior reading. So can you tell me, was he into some sort of outdoor work like hunting? Did he do hunting?
Anything he could possibly think of to do. He hunted, he fished, he loved to grill outdoors year-round in Chicago. You know, he built things, all kinds, yeah.
All right, so I think I was getting him. He was sort of the head of the line, and this poor other reader, you know, pursued that came in, was like overwhelmed. Dude, I'm going, I don't know what happened to your spirits. You know, I got this guy. The thing that I'm still going to try to place this car accident then, because I'm picking up car accident on mom's side.
On his mom's side or my mom's side?
I think that... I'm going to put it on your mother's side, your mom's.
Okay.
I'm getting a car accident in heavenly heaven. I cannot say the words. I'm going to try again. Let me repeat that. Heavenly heathen says, I'm pretty sure I know about the car accident. So anything you can tell me, just say Deb. All right. But I'm getting a female in a car accident who survives it, but is still passed. I mean, what can I play? Because I am not going to go away from that. I mean, I got that for a reason. I'm going to stick with this like glue. Is there a car accident on mom's side?
Wow. I'm trying to think of anybody in a car accident. And they die?
I don't get the – here's the kicker. This is the part that makes it confusing for me. And this is something I think you should check into if you don't know it right now. But what I'm getting is this person is in this car accident, doesn't die immediately of the accident, but dies of something else afterwards, which is screwing me up. It's like, okay, you're showing me the accident, but you didn't die in the accident, so how did you die? And they're not telling me. So I'm going, and I feel like the it's set up, you know, generally if they're going to do that to me, that means it's a condition of the accident, that they died later up.
Well, my mom had a friend, and it was not a relative, who had an accident, and they believe when she pulled into her driveway, she had an abusive husband. She committed suicide on Halloween.
How long after the accident did she pass?
It would have been hours.
Wow. Okay, so that I think that matches. I think she... you know, it's not, you've got like a short tail relative coming through, then you got this other friend thing. So your other relatives are all staying away. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say about it. You know, I mean, I have no control over it. I'm just a friggin' messenger. But you know, this woman's coming through, and you know, so I got a match on a situation. You know, because it's not a normal thing. It's not a normal thing to get somebody. Well, I had this accident, but I didn't die in this. But I died. What? What's this about? But
you
she's
get
stepping
her name
forward. I keep getting shown flowers with her. Why am I getting flowers? Okay, I don't know if it's a flower name, Violet or something like that, but I don't think that's it.
And it's definitely a woman.
Yeah, that's a woman. Absolutely a woman.
Okay, because on my dad's side, there was a man who was in a car accident and died about a day later. And his last name meant flowers.
What? Oh, dear God. So I get two of them.
His last name was Flores, which means flowers.
That's good.
So that's why I asked you, are you sure it's flowers?
Am I getting these? I know, I've got two of them. I mean, that's a... Okay, this is why... Oh, Christ. I mean, this is... Oh, God. All right. So I'm picking up two different car accidents. I'm getting, so I've got Fred, you know, mother's side with the woman who dies is a friend of your mother who dies in this other. Dad's side, I'm writing this down. So dad's side, you have Floris.
Yes, his nephew.
So is a
My
male.
Dad's nephew.
Okay. So you've got these two different situations that are similar, that are mirroring one another, except one's a male and one's a female, and they die.
One was on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And one was in a car.
And one's a suicide, and one, and what did he die of at the end? Because so he died, a similar thing, hours later he dies.
Multiple wounds.
Pardon me?
They just said multiple wounds, too many wounds.
Yeah, so he
was knocked unconscious.
Yeah, so mortal wounds.
The next day.
So, you know, this is they're just doing everything they can to let you know that you have spirits around you. I mean, I don't know that I'm getting messages about why these two would come through. But,
well, I know why Flores would.
What's that about?
Because their sister is the woman that I look after in a town an hour and a half away. That I try to get to every now and then, has no children, and I take care of her pretty much on my spare time, right?
Okay. So this is why. So this is like a thank you appearance. So he's basically popping in.
And
so
is like home base for many of us.
So he used her similar accident to come through and get me then to see the symbol for flowers, and I find out it's him. And then it's, you know, it's a situation that you're tied into.
Yeah. The woman
I had to stick with this damn thing because I couldn't get it out of my head. And they kept bugging me. I'm going, I can't get rid of this damn thing. I mean, hang on a sec. I'm just going to say something. Sarah, thank you. I'm talking to my master guide, and she's up there laughing her ass off at me.
And the woman is kind of a really strange situation. I thought the woman was strange, even though I was a little child. And so when she committed suicide on Halloween, I was just like, ugh.
Oh, that's what this, okay, I know some of what this is about then. She's just popping in. Her passing, was her passing in the last, this is a while back, and don't tell me how many years. It goes way back, right?
Oh, yes.
Is this in the 20-year bracket?
Yes, at least, if not more.
Okay. What it is, okay, I'm getting children. Did she have children?
Yes.
All right, and the children are still alive, yes?
Yes.
Do you have contact with these children?
Every now and then. I try not to.
I hate to do this to you because this is what this is about. This is why they're coming through. You call in enough that you're now getting all the mediumship duties that I can't direct. I mean, I've got an assignment for you, okay? They're telling me you have to let them know their mother popped in and wanted to say hello.
Oh,
and that she came through and described the circumstances of her passing. She's also letting me know, was one of the children a female? Yes?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Most of them were.
I'm getting one of them that's pregnant or has recently had a child.
Her granddaughter would have.
All right, this is what this is about. This is how these bloody stories happen. I'm getting it's bouncing all over the place, and I'm like, I don't want to be able to do it. I'm just a freaking medium. But she's doing is she's using this opportunity to let it be known that she's aware of the situation that's happening there, and is stepping forward just to say, I'm aware of the children. I'm around. Don't and I'm okay. I'm sorry. And she's basically apologizing for what she did.
Okay.
Just a really bad situation, and she knew no other way out. She's fine on the other side, and she is around family. She's aware of everything going. She just wishes that they would think of her more often.
Yes.
And it's really sad because she wants them to remember her more, and she would appreciate it if on Halloween they would remember her. And so
I agree.
Yeah. So I really think that, because I don't think that's really been brought up much. It's kind of like a thing that they just don't talk about.
Her children are of the sort who don't think of anybody but themselves.
Well, she's aware of the children, and I don't know that she's so much interested in a complete healing. I think there's other things going on there, but I think she's there to shake things up a little bit with this whole thing. So that's why she used this opportunity. And it's so interesting that you would have two different passings, two different sides of the family. Oh, you know, that would have.
Only
that would come
me, John.
What's that?
Only I could have that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, thank you for doing that. I mean, it was so weird that, you know, that first call though. I mean, I was racking my brain. And one of the things I've learned, and this is a lesson for other mediums out there too. I mean, one thing I've learned, when they show you symbols and they go to all the work to do that, and then you don't honor that and you just let it blow it off and you're like, oh, you know, I'm having an off night. It's like, no, you know, you stick with it. And this is the value of sticking to your guns and finding, you know, really chasing down that lead, because they have to come down to our level. They have to come down energy-wise and step down to be able to talk to me. I have to come up. And sometimes, you know, and maybe the person that called wasn't
there. I wasn't going to call in, but I thought since you only had one person in queue, I'd call. And so, wow.
You saved my ass, woman.
Well, I know you're damn good. So, you know, I know if there was anything, you would uncover it. So I know that Nancy is trying to get in queue and there's other people, so I will not take up all of your time. Thank you so much. You are awesome as ever, and I so greatly appreciate it.
Okay. See you
later,
honey.
Have a good one. All right.
You too. And I'll just put you on hold there, and if you drop off, I'll see you drop. But I'm trying to find Nancy. Nancy has disappeared, and I think this might be her. Nancy, is that you?
Yeah,
I got you. This time you're all ones again. I don't know what Skype's doing.
I am?
They changed my number to the 661 area code, So I have that. You know the number you gave me that you said was you?
Yeah.
I have the same number.
This
I don't know what
crazy.
Skype did. I'm going to talk to Bill Gates and go, what the hell are you people doing over there at Skype? And it's like, come on, Bill, buddy. I want my old number. I paid for the numbers. I paid for my dial-in numbers on Skype, so I saw my own 530 number. And
well,
I don't
Chris,
have my
Chris
frigging
was telling
numbers.
Me last
pissing
week,
me off, man.
Chris was telling me that, and I called into her show, and she says, oh, I've got this 661. I'm going to try it. And she goes, hello. And who is this? And I said, it's me. I just said, it's me, because I didn't know if I was on or not. And she goes, who's me? And then I knew she could hear me. I said, well, this is Nancy. But I said, I don't. She goes, well, you got a different number. And I said, yeah. I said, John couldn't find me on his show. He didn't see my number. And then she said that people that subscribe and pay, that they're giving them this number. But I didn't realize everybody was getting this number. And I don't know why I don't have it now and why I have ones now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out and log in on my Skype accounts and take a look, because I mean I have the an emergency. When I do dial into the show, I use a Skype desktop phone, which I come in with the host line, but I put that on hold, and then I come in on a guest line, for my studio equipment for the studio stream from the broadcast computer. So I have that whole set up, but both of those lines are the same number. So I have those two, plus I had you to start with in the 661. Now you're 111. So I don't know what the hell they're up to, but I paid extra money for my friggin' line numbers, and I'm not seeing them. And it's like, I'm going to call them up and go, what are you doing? I want my numbers, man. Dude.
I never knew what my number was. I mean,
you're
I
my
didn't
number
know
one, to... too. You were my queen in a past life.
Well, I love lapis, Mr. Farrell, so don't forget that.
You're going to love it when I dress in my costume.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to I'm going to have a picture taken of me, and I'm just going to be standing there looking so regal.
Pharaoh-ish.
Oh, man. I'm going to be a pharaoh, baby. It's going to be a lot of fun.
A pharaoh of pharaohs.
I was meant to be a king. I am your king. Debbie's like laughing.
And the queen. And the queen.
You say, I need you to take me to the pyramids. I need to go walk in and be spiritual. Yes. Will you please make me some coffee, too? Yes, coffee.
Of course.
Good.
Of course.
Yes, I'm watching the chat room, so I'm making fun of them. Anyway, hey, we've got callers, so I'm going to keep going here. And what we'll do is we won't take quite as long on that, but on the different readings, I'd say that, and I don't do it, I know. I have to try.
Self-control, yeah.
I do the Arnold Schwarzenegger. Even though Arnold's kind of gone bad, I still like to do his voice. I'll be back. Yes. And they have like a movie. I think did they have a movie with all the old action heroes together in the same room? They wanted to get them there before they all died, and then they did like an action hero thing.
Oh yes.
What was the name of that?
I don't know.
Yeah, they put all these guys together. And I haven't seen it yet. I guess I'll get it on DVD. But. Anyway, let's see. We've got 803. I'm going to bring them on. 803, you are on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We think we can.
This is Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Hey.
Where are you at?
I think I get through. I am in Kansas City.
Kansas City? Amazing place. I had family that lived. There's like two Kansas cities, right? There's like one in Missouri and one in Kansas, right? They're kind
right.
of connected. Yeah,
right.
I had family in Missouri, on the Missouri side. My grandfather owned radio stations there, and my dad had my dad actually attended high school there and was a DJ, and he dated a lot of women because he had a show there. So anyway, wonderful place, family history there. But what can I do for you, my friend?
I would just like to know if I am going to be single much longer. I've been single a long time.
How old are you?
That's not fair. 46.
Well, I'm 53 and I'm single. anyway, I had to do that. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. I'm just killing myself. Oh, no. Okay. I, normally tonight's pure mediumship. I usually talk to dead folks, but I'm going to make an exception for you.
Actually, that's okay. If you can get anything that way, that's fine.
No. You know, I'm actually good with this because, actually I'm getting it. My guides are telling me just go with this. So I'm going to go with it. I'm trying to tap into your life because, I mean, it's...
I don't have a life. What are you talking about?
No. You had a life in the past, and they're showing me your past, and I'm trying to make sense of the symbols I'm getting. So I'm not going to lead with questions. I'm going to go with stuff I'm getting, and then, you know, we'll see where this fits, but I'm going to throw it out there. What I'm getting is... I'm getting this guy who's like a real pain in the ass is what I'm getting. I'm getting a guy with you who's a pain in the ass.
Oh, my God.
The guy that's a pain in the ass, indecisive. Indecisive and doesn't know what he wants in life. And I don't think he was all that faithful. I'm going to be just
blunt. Is this in the past or is this current?
I'm feeling like this is a. I feel like past relationship with you in this scenario that this guy. Okay. I'm trying to pin what exactly, but I feel like not decisive and not. This is something from your past relationships, but it has a bearing on where you're going at right now. And the thing I keep getting here is that confidence-wise, it's affecting you now because that's why you're here in this room. That's why you're talking with me. Now, what's this got to do with him in the past? How many boyfriends have you been through? Because I'm feeling like there's been a number.
I don't know. I've been married twice.
How about boyfriends?
I don't ask me that. I could countless. I was a musician before, so.
Okay. That's why I'm doing this. This traces back, and this is like Mr. Indecisive starts a whole pattern, and that's why I was going this way, because I'm going, what's leading up to this moment in time? So you've been through the two marriages, but I feel like Mr. Indecisive here is that, and I really feel that he cheated on you in the boyfriend relationship role. I feel like he was going out with other women. So that's the thing that's going on with you now, though. You've been in the divorce, the number two divorce happens.
The first one died. Second was divorce.
All right. But yeah, number two and then divorce. You're getting divorced, and it's like, why am I getting with him? Why am I getting? I don't know. This is like really maddening. Who's typing?
Sorry?
Are you typing?
I am.
Oh, I can hear every hit. I'm hearing every click going, I'm going, what's that number?
I got a new phone.
It's a really sensitive one, too, because I'm hearing every click. But what I'm going to just go with what I'm getting. Number two has been, I feel like, similar traits to boyfriend from past. And the thing I keep getting with this is when you two split, and I'm getting, I'm trying to get the time down, and I just keep seeing a five, and I'm just going to go with 5 years. Is this in the last 5 years this divorce happened?
No.
When did this happen?
17 years.
What's the five?
But in the last 5 years, yes, I know who you're talking about, and it was 5 years
ago. What's the single number five? Or, who's 5 year guy?
Well, we split up 5 years ago.
You split up 5 years ago?
Uh-huh.
And this was boyfriend?
This boyfriend that cheated on me, yeah.
All right. So that's, okay, that's why I'm keying in on this. And I'm having, I was trying to pin it, and I couldn't figure out where this fit. So this is the last relationship you were in 5 years ago?
The last serious one, yeah.
Okay. That's why this is where this is going. So I had to, I'm all over the map, and then all of a sudden, it's like, there, I got it. Because I really get with you confidence. I mean, I'm getting the confidence thing with you as to why the relationship things aren't working because of the things that happened in this other thing. So I'm really looking at it from.
Probably
they're saying to tell you that number one, don't put so much importance on this. Let it happen. Just don't put a lot of meaning into every second that you're alone. They're looking at it from the standpoint and having and wanting you to see it from that view. That just live your life, go out and enjoy yourself, and don't worry about the fact that you're alone at this point. Don't see it from that viewpoint. When you start shining from being the person that you are, and just let your beauty that's in your soul out, and are just being yourself and smiling and laughing and going out on social expeditions and not giving a damn about whether some guy's there or not, you're in your power, and that's attractive to men. You know, they will look up and notice that, and that will draw them into you, and then you can become, you know, you can have the relationships. And the other thing is they're saying is don't jump into a relationship just off the bat, even though you may be attracted to it. Play hard to get for a while, and they're basically, and it's not even so much play hard to get. They're correcting me on this. They're wanting you just to be a little bit aloof from it because of the things that have happened in the past, so you're a little more in control. Till you're comfortable with that and you can see the kind of person you're in with. The other thing that they're very clear about is research the person that you are considering a relationship with in the future, meaning really know their background a little bit. Do a little bit of a check, and you can do that without being overt because trust is a big thing with you, big time thing.
Yes, very nice.
And that you've been really hurt. I mean, you really were hurt. And this is the thing that is driving a lot of your current dilemma and the current issue while you're alone. So I really feel like just take it slow, but go out and enjoy yourself. Put this aside as a central theme, and just go enjoy yourself. That's the key with this, and that's it. And I'm not going to give you a timeline because this is if you do this, I'll say this much: if you do this within a year, you're going to be out dating more than one guy, and it would be the trick would be dating only, and I wouldn't even call it dating. I would be going out to lunch with male friends, and then when the time happens for something to happen, it will happen. But take it from a friendship role first. Go out and do lunches, do the occasional dinners and a movie, keep it light, and develop that. Take the time to develop it, and then learn the background of the person before you jump in, full steam. And yeah, and I think you're gonna. If you did this, I think you're gonna be fine. I mean, you really are. You got a good heart. I mean, there's a good soul inside of you, and you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. And so that's the other thing I think is you keep looking why me, and it's like no, it's not that. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
and,
no.
I don't want to keep you too long because I know there's probably other callers, but. By chance, do you see anybody around me? Like,
okay.
That's passed?
Yes, I have a spirit. Yep, I got one. I got one sitting in queue here. I kept feeling something going on. I'm going, well, I don't know because you won psychic rating, but I'll go ahead and go with what I got here. Now they're like stepping back, shocked. Who are you?
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No problem. Oh, no problem. Father, mother. Definitely marking up the paper tonight. One of the things I do when I read is I just start drawing symbols and I have a cross that I do, father, mother, and I draw in the middle and then I try to place where the spirit belongs. Sometimes if it's out of the family, I'll put it way down below, and if it's close in, and it's just a grid that helps me just sort out who's who. Saw a female. I mean, this is female energy coming through.
I see now.
Yeah, this is feminine. And I'm saying they love you, first off, but I got to know who this is. I feel siblings with you. Yes?
Yes.
You have a sibling that's passed? Female?
No.
Who's a sibling? Well, sibling-like, no. Female that's passed? Because this is like a big deal. I got a woman.
Not a sibling.
No, this is sibling-like energy. So this means that if it's not a sister, then this I'm okay. It's outside family then. Did you go to college in your younger years?
I wouldn't say younger, but I went to college.
who's there's a female to your side who's a friendship relationship who's passed, and she dies not an accident, this is disease. All right, you have female energy to this is female energy to the side who dies in the past. This goes back many years. I was going back to college era because I'm looking at college age. So you're in your 40s now. So this is like in your teen years or 20s. So this is a feminine energy that knew you in like a friendship role or knew of you and is stepping forward and just saying hello. And this is really just like a hey, I love you. Just letting you know I'm okay. I'm on this side and I'm aware of what's going on with you. And I'm gonna just say teenage. This is like in your teenage years, this mm-hmm. girl passes, yeah. And so it's like some sort of disease, and I'm feeling like it, like a blood disease. And I, you know, you may not remember right now, but I'm telling you, she's coming through really strong. And you may have to think about it a while. So put it to the side. She's just stepping through. I mean, I'm not getting any other relatives. This woman is very clearly stepping through. She's coming through younger. This is younger energy.
Yeah, it might come to me, but offhand, I was a musician when I was in my teens and early 20s, so I traveled a lot.
Yeah, this you might want to think about this because if you were traveling and you had relationships with a lot of different people on the road then, correct? I mean, there's just you know countless folks. I'm telling you that what she says she loves you to death. I mean, she loves you to pieces, and she's in that time frame of your. And I'm going to go teens into 20s, early 20s. That's the range at which she appears. She's passed. I don't know that you even may know that she is passed. But, you know, you may file this away because if you just check around and start asking around about some of the people you played music with, I think you're going to find out that she's passed on. I don't know the circumstances of the passing as far as that she died. If this is the case, let me put it this way. I'm not sure that she dies at the time that you guys were 20s, okay? In 19 or 20, I think she may have passed later in life, but this is what she shows me, the relationship with you, that she knew you back then. Okay, so I don't know exactly. I do know this much. She dies of a blood disease. So I'm thinking leukemia or something like leukemia is what she's coming through with. And she just wanted to say she loves you. She's just popping in to say hi and I love you. And
I love her too.
Yeah, I'm... The music that you played, are you a string instrument person?
Actually, I can't play strings at all. I was a keyboardist.
Your keyboards?
Mm-hmm. And singer.
And you played with string musicians, so you were in like a orchestra type thing, or?
I was in a rock band.
Oh, rock band? Okay. Did you play with Did you play around any female guitarists?
No.
All right. Well, I'll just say this much. I don't know quite where to put her as far as the instrument she plays, but I know this much. I'm feeling her strongly musical too, but she's in and around it. So if she isn't a musician directly, she's around that, and she's somebody that worked with you, like, you know, in either production or the, you know, road show type stuff, but somebody you had a close relationship with. So, here's the deal to do. Your assignment is to find out who she is.
Right.
Is to figure out, you know, kind of go through in your mind some of the list of folks call around and find out, because she passes. I feel like this is the last 5 to 10 years is the passing. So she's gone now, but she's just stepping forward to say hello. I got nothing else up from her. She's just really wanted to just say hello. She remembered you from when you two worked together. And that's what this is. So it's not a family member at all. I'm going to see if I get any family comes through, because it might help with this, because I'm trying to get a name out of her. Is this, you know what, I wrote down the name Sandy ahead of time. Did you know any Sandys?
Yeah.
Okay,
nope.
So I got
Sandy.
You got Sandy
somewhere out there in left field there. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm just going to, I think Sandy is some other spirit who's just popping in to screw with me. But I'm going to just say this. She's definitely, she's being insistent about this, so. If they're going to go to that kind of effort, it's worth just a little check on your part. And I'd love to hear what you find.
So
you'll see it on my Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks.
Okay. Take care, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, yeah. Kind of weird night. I don't know. I'm getting like, I get some names, and then I get like strange situations with multiple people dying in car accidents that are mirroring each other on either side of the family. What do you know? That was a weird night. Let's see.
What is this Sandy? Was Sandy a woman, or was it a man?
I had trouble with that, too. And I asked my guys, I said, who's Sandy? And they go, oh, it's a woman. And I'm going, well, where do I put her? I don't know where to put her. I mean, I haven't even dialed in yet, you know. And they're like going, yeah, that's the fun part. You get to figure this out. And I'm like, damn you guys. So they're putting me. So yeah, I mean, yeah, this has been that strange night. I feel like Inspector Clouseau tonight. I'm having to figure out where to put these people. But I'm getting Sandy. You know, Sandy. Like, what I got from Sandy was that she. I'll tell you what I get. So in case any of you are out there listening, so you know, maybe I can pin Sandy to you because I'm trying to find out why this woman comes to me. I'm getting, oh dear God, I think I know what this is. I'm not getting Sandy. I'm getting a woman, that's for sure. But what I'm getting is, you know, I've got the name Sandy because I got Sandy Beach. Jesus.
Oh.
Now I know. She's an ocean person. She's living by the beach, and I'm getting this name Sandy because it's Sandy Beach. Jesus. All right, so I've got a woman of the beach coming through.
A beach woman.
Beach, baby, beach, baby, baby, baby. Anyway, now I get it, guys. They're making, you know what they're doing to me tonight? I get it. They're making me work symbols, and they're going to make me go crazy until I figure out what they're up to. So that's what this is about, because I was going, well, where do I pin it, male, female? Oh, it's a woman. Well, what's the Sandy thing? Oh, you'll figure it out, and you got to work it. And I don't know that I'm even supposed to read the person. I think a part of it was me just to figure out what this was. And because they showed me Sandy, and then they showed me the ocean and the beach, and I'm going, oh, I get it. You're making me learn symbols. So I'm not even sure it pins to anybody real in the audience, but good God, what are they doing this for me? I mean, I guess you're supposed to make me betcher, right? All right, you get to read the next one, okay?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm the queen.
Damn you. Damn you, woman.
Yes,
why?
I am.
Why?
Well, John, you asked for it, so I told you.
Oh, my God. I've got, now, in the chat room, chat room Heavenly comes through, Heavenly Heathen. She's, I'll go ahead and bring her through. John, it's 918, and she says, John, it's Sandy Wilson. She's my childhood neighbor. I'm going to bring her on. So, but I'm going to wonder if it was there was a beach connection. So, 918, you're on.
Hi, John.
Hi. What's your name? What's your first name?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. So what's going on with this? Is this why I got this Sandy person? I mean,
well,
tell me about her.
Me. Okay, well, she was my across the street neighbor kind of thing, and I grew up with her kids, and her last name's Wilson. So like, you know, you did the Wilson brothers, you know, beach, all that. Her niece lived next door, and she was about 22 when she passed of a freak blood disease that they didn't diagnose till.
Oh my God! You know. I knew it. I knew. I. Oh, so she.
I
and
was
she had an
40.
Ocean connection. Oh.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so she's coming through. So she stepped forward. They dropped the bomb on me, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, I don't know where to put it. I'm going. This is the craziest night. I mean, it's just so strange. Okay, so so let's repeat this. So her name was Sandy, and I did the beach baby thing. And was there a Wilson
name?
Yeah,
the Beach Boys, you know, the Wilson. Wilson was her last name.
I love you guys. This is great. So I got symbols all around her name, and she died of a blood disease they didn't figure out.
So Susie did, yeah, her niece. She was about 22, and her last name was Wilson also. And I was 40, maybe 41 when she died.
Wow. And she, so Sandy is passed, but her niece was the one that had the blood disease.
Yep, and she's passed too.
Okay, and what did Sandy pass of?
I'm not sure. I wasn't privy to that.
You don't know that you could figure that out.
I'll try.
All right.
I know where one of her kids was. I can find out.
Yeah, see if you can, because you know this is the reason that you know, and that's part of the reason this happened. This is why this is going on. They're taking all these oblique paths, and they're working my butt off here. And I'm glad I you know what, tonight is the night I just stuck with my symbols, and by God, it's all working out. And I, you know, and I finally appealed to the audience. I should do that more. It's like if I can't fit it, I come to you guys. But it's like what I'm getting here is that the reason these two are then coming through is that they want these living relatives to know. They're just basically saying, please, you know, this is their way of saying it. We're stepping forward just to, you know, to get attention so that you can let them know that we're okay over here. So it's just really an act of love to do that. But they did it outside my normal channels. I mean, I get the spirits occasionally ahead of the normal queue and the whole process that we go through getting this all going. And they just, I mean, I wrote it down. It was the first thing I had my clean sheet of paper, just went to start, and I wrote Sandy. And I go, why am I getting Sandy? And I had no clue, and I couldn't get much more. But thank God I followed up on it. So,
yep. So well, there's more.
What else is there with us?
Well, all night long, I've been driving Kathy nuts, giving her the list, because spirits overlap, and, you know, again, and you started out with the multiple car accidents and the family and the stuff, so I wanted to know if anything's getting any louder, like, around me.
The car accident?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting with the car accident, I'm going to stick to, and I'll stick to my guns on it, since everything else is panning out that I'm doing tonight. It's like getting gold again. I'll just keep working the gold pan. What I'm getting here is with the crash was that in the first reading that I did, that this poor soul who called me didn't get anything out of it. She was just a vehicle, and I'm sorry for her. I love her. She's a sweet lady. New Orleans is great, but what I'm getting with this particular accident, what I remember of it, and I'm trying to reconnect with that, was that this is a female who. And this tied in with what Chips had going was with the female who died in an accident and then commit suicide 24 hours later. So that fit in, but this could be a Me Too thing, okay? So that's, mm-hmm. You know, John Edward talks about this quite a bit, where you'll have families with similar situations come through and it's connected through what they're doing to bring these similar situations forward. So I'm going to stick to my guns though, but yeah, the one thing I said was that this she had shown an accident where there were multiple people involved. So it was, you know, either it's a two car accident, you know, or there's more than several people in the car when the accident happens, and that's what I get. But I don't feel like this person dies in the accident, but dies as a result of the accident. You know, it's like
no,
a later.
No, didn't yeah. They died later, but. Their depression and everything was extenuated through their whole life since that accident.
And so are they still with us? I mean, is this person?
No. No.
So so what happened? Did she commit, you know, suicide or?
Well, it was my cousin on my father's side, but hung around with my mother. Basically didn't have any of her family here, you know. It was mom, my brother, and I think my cousin was in the car, maybe dad too, because they didn't really tell much about this. It's just pieces.
Wow.
And then, okay, but my cousin didn't commit suicide till about 24 years later. Not
oh
hours,
God.
Not days, but years. But I'm saying it's pieces, and it all goes in too much, you know?
All right. So, yeah, we got – so basically this is like another Me Too thing where the situations fit. You know, there were two different families involved here, but I'm getting bits and pieces of, you know, of similar situations that all mirror one another, and these, they're all stepping together to do this. That's interesting because I was getting like – what the original feelings I had, I was getting a very mixed picture with the accident because I didn't know quite what to make of how to put who lived and who died and why.
They all died at separate times, but the crux of it was is that accident affected all of their lives from that point on until they passed.
So what this is about then is so one of them passed in their 40s, you know, it's the woman we talked about. Is she the one, when did this happen? I mean, because is this last 10 years?
No. The accident was, I'm trying to remember.
Well, when she died, I mean, in her 40s, was she, is her passing in the last 10 years?
She died in her 40s. And that was in 69.
Okay, so it's a while. So did she have children?
Yes.
Children still alive?
Yes.
All right. Are there three? Are there three children?
Yes, that's what I remember.
All right. Mm-hmm. Once female.
Yes.
All right. I keep feeling like she's coming through about the female, the daughter energy, and the daughter energy. Do you know where this daughter is, or do you know of her, where she might be? Is there trouble going on with her at this point that you know of, or anything going on? Because I keep getting that there's a concern.
She was one of my cousins, and I love her, and just understand what I mean is there was always trouble around her.
Okay, well, there's a
serious... She was her own worst enemy, but she kept it going.
Yeah, this is what she's showing me. So the reason for all of this to come through is she's basically wanting it to be known that, you know, mom wants her to know she's around. I'm getting real concerned about her personal safety to herself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know how she would take it hearing that her mom came through for her, but you know, this is the night of me being the messenger, passing on messages to other people to be messengers. I'm really feeling it strongly that this is a key thing for her to hear that her mother is around her and knows what's going on, and there's no blame, there's no shame, there's none of that. Just Please get the help you need, because she's saying you need help. And the thing is I feel like she's appearing for this girl and this woman, and that this woman has seen her but doesn't believe what she's seeing. So it is real. Okay?
Right.
So there's a real but I feel survival stuff here. This is when I'm getting these kinds of cards, it's like, oh boy. So you know, if it were me, you know, I'd pass the message on and just say, you know, it's up to you what you do with this, you know, but you know, she's around, and you're the messenger. So wow, what a night, holy crap. Anyway, I wouldn't have a million years thought I'd have this many B2s in one night. Wow. What else with the other two that there were two others in the car when that crash happened?
Uh-huh.
What happened to them? Because I'm not getting anything like that.
Well, one, I don't know the exact answer to that. We've been trying to find that out. And the others were, mom had a tortured and troubled life about it, and well, that's how that goes.
Well, I'll tell you what, I feel like the thing that's this was really, as tragic as this is, it's, to me, it was, as but you know, when I do these readings, and I'm kind of at a loss for words right now, because, I mean, it's, I'm so blown away by the stuff that's happened tonight. It's just not my normal reading night. Normally, I get very strong symbology, you know, where it'll be tied to one spirit and one spirit only and to the sitter, and tonight it was all over the map, and you never know what's going to happen. Yeah, but it's so different tonight. I mean, I had trouble placing stuff, and it, you know, every reading session has its own personality, and tonight it was just chaotic, but there was a kind of a structure to it. And I, one thing I've learned out of it, just for me as a reader, is just trust the process and trust the symbols you're getting and follow them up. You know, it's one of the things that they taught us in the system. But until you have a night like this, you don't realize that you don't realize how the wisdom there in sticking with the symbols. You know, so
you want me to give you the rest of it?
Pardon me?
There's more. Do you want the rest of it?
Oh yeah, go ahead. By all means.
Well, you talked about the guy that was an avid hunter and everything, was out walking in the woods. He just liked to go walk in the woods.
Yeah.
That was Dad.
Oh, you broke up.
And the Fred. The Fred was a family, you know, he became family because he needed a home. He started by boarding at my grandmother's house.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, he came for a weekend because he got stranded in a snowstorm in, like, Buffalo, New York. You know how snowstorms are. And he wound up staying for, it was about 32 years because he just never left. He became part of the family. He was one of my favorite Dutch uncles.
Oh, my God. So,
but not family member.
Oh, dear God.
Okay.
This, multiple overlapping families. Oh, dear God. No wonder I had so much trouble because it was just, they're all stepping in and mixing.
That's kind of why I was jumping up and down going, pick me, because you needed to hear that you were right on, even though everybody couldn't claim it.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm just... And I've got 3 minutes left on the show here, so I'm so blown away right now. I don't know what else to do other than just stand here with my mouth open. So I hit every detail of your personal situation right on the money. Oh, God. And it was all about you, the whole start. But I had other families where it fit in and everything tied together beautifully, you know, for Chips and the others. And I'm going to do it. Oh, dear God.
And I was feeling a little bad because I'm going, you know, it's like it's hitting, but I don't want to take away from anybody else either. But that's just how spirit goes. They overlap sometimes, you know.
Oh, it's absolutely true. You know, I'm going to, and by the way, I'm a little bit under the weather tonight. I did the show because I think that may be part of my other issue because I had a little bit of a bug earlier in the week. So I am going to end it tonight. So, you know, for those of you who dialed in, we're waiting. I'm sorry, but I just can't go too much further. But what I will say is this, John Edward talks about this a lot, and I just read this in his book. I reread one of his latest books. I'm trying to remember the name of it. But bottom line was, he was talking about this very thing. And he just said that these Me Too groups will come in and they'll do this very thing. And I never thought in a million years it would happen to me like this. So thank you. Thank you for validating all of that because I was really starting to get desperate there. I thought, am I crazy? I'm getting all these symbols. I'm going with everything they're telling me. Oh, so thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
you know,
right.
It takes a lot to believe in what you see, even when it doesn't make sense. So, yeah, just keep going. You got it.
All right, dear. Well, hey, we got a minute left. And Nancy, I don't know if you're still here.
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and kind of reel it in for tonight because I'm just a little bit under. I need to go up and get something to drink and relax. So we got about 50 seconds left. If you want to do the sign off, I will play the music after.
Okay.
So, all yours.
Well,
all yours.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Good night, John, Chips, Christy, Chris, Debbie, Gerber, guest. I'm not going to say the numbers. Heavenly, Helen, Karen, and where I go, Kimber, Mary Lou, me, Old Sports Psychic, Rebecca, and Carrie. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And you too, John.
Love you too, dear. I'll see you guys soon, and we'll be on in next week with You're the Medium Night. So this is Soulstream, going to be signing off, and see you guys on the other side. Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
In clover, the night.